This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Throw, touchdown! Kansas City! A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game!
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Friday. Hopefully, you guys have a lot of fun playing this weekend. The Chiefs, they play a preseason game coming up in a few hours. We'll get to that coming up in just a bit. Vern is going to be on the show. I got a chance to talk college football with Phil Steele. We'll get to that coming up in the 3 o'clock hour as well. We got a lot to get into in today's show. Before we get into it, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. I mean, if you guys would tell two friends to check out the show, I mean, I wouldn't be mad if you did that, but all I need you to do is tell one friend to check out the show. And I need you to remember that the open of the show is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. With 5 area locations, go stop by, get yourself some hot pizza and some cold drinks over at The Other Place. They've been serving pizza in this city for 25 years. Go stop by and check out The Other Place. Now, I know that this is the time that I'm supposed to give you guys a hard-hitting preseason football take. And usually I would. But I was on Arrowhead Pride, and they did a story called The 5 Things to Watch in the Chiefs' Second Preseason Game. And I was curious what they wrote down, so I clicked on it. And I was like, I wonder what other people are thinking. Because my thought process, and really the only reason to watch, is to ensure that nobody gets hurt. I told you guys, I do not care how the Chiefs look, play. I don't care their rotations. There is nothing that I am taking away from the Chiefs preseason. I simply want for no one to get injured. Last year, you lost Hollywood Brown in a preseason game. You lost Deion Bush last week in a preseason game. The only takeaway, the only thing that I care about is if you get everybody to the finish line. It is obvious that the Chiefs are changing their philosophy when it comes to free agency. Patrick Mahomes is not playing today. Travis Kelce is not playing today. I don't think that Chris Jones is playing today. I don't believe that any of those individuals should play. If there's one thing the Chiefs have done a lot over the last handful of seasons, it's play football. So I don't think the one series of Mahomes going out there, I don't really think it makes that much of a difference. The same way that I say in baseball, you can't make the postseason in April, but you can miss the postseason. You can't win the Super Bowl in preseason. You can certainly lose the Super Bowl in the preseason. So I'm perfectly fine with Patrick Mahomes having a hat and hanging out on the sideline. Travis Kelce, if you don't want to come to the game and you and your girlfriend want to celebrate her appearance on your podcast, have at it. Chris Jones, if you want to stay at home and play Ready or Not on PlayStation 5, have at it. Have all the fun that you need. All we need you to do is be ready for the plane ride when we fly to Brazil. So that is what I am looking for. But I was curious, what are the five things that the Arrowhead Pride people are looking for in this preseason game? The number one thing they put is, how will Gardner Minshew look? I just about closed the article. I don't need to read this anymore. If you're watching the Chiefs preseason game to see Gardner Minshew, we're just watching preseason football for two very, very different things. In fact, I never want to know this season how Gardner Minshew will look, because if Gardner Minshew is in the game, I hope the only reason that he's in the game is because the Chiefs put a beat down on somebody. That's the only reason I want to see Gardner Minshew in the game. I then continue to scroll down because I was curious. Number two is, who will win the battle at punt returner? Okay. How is Steve Spagnuolo going to use the corners? Who is the Chiefs' third tight end? If there's one thing that I know the Chiefs fans love to argue, it's who's going to be Travis Kelce's backup. We love this argument for whatever reason. And then number five is the pass rush. So you know what I determined? I don't want to start the show today talking about the Chiefs. I understand they're important, and yes, we'll get to them, but you know what? That's not really what I want the open of the show to be about today. I want the open of the show today to be about the announcement that the NCAA made that essentially it is okay for you to cheat to win. Now, I think we've been getting this message for quite some time in the NCAA, and I know that some of you listening right now is, what do you mean? We got to follow the rules. Well, then tell me what the rules are. Because back in my day with the NCAA, you had to go to them to approve a transfer. You remember back in the day when you used to have to come up with a sick grandma if you wanted to transfer immediately and play? Well, that's not the case anymore. You don't need anybody's approval to transfer. You can just transfer whenever you want to transfer. Now, if you want to receive an impermissible benefit, what is an impermissible benefit in the world of NIL? They give you money for anything. You don't have to actually do anything for the money. They just give it to you. Now, I'm not mad at you for getting the money. I'm just simply pointing out, back in the day, you couldn't trade your gloves for a tattoo. Now, you don't have to do that. The tattoo parlor can just give you all the tattoos that you want and say it's a sponsorship deal. So the NCAA doesn't monitor who can transfer. It doesn't monitor who can receive funds. Other than put on tournaments and bowl games, what exactly do they do? So I was kind of curious to see what was going to happen with the University of Michigan. You know, Michigan, they kind of got caught cheating. They got caught cheating to the point where even other colleges were like, yeah, I mean, we do this, but they went to the extreme. I mean, you were buying people tickets to sit on the sidelines and study your hand signals, to study your code, to study how you communicate with each other. I can see why other schools kind of frowned on this. So I was waiting to see what was going to happen. I mean, we got a Netflix documentary about this. It took 2 years for the University of Michigan to be able to figure out their penalty. It was nothing. Basically, what Michigan got fined was $20 million. They got put on probation for 4 years. They didn't lose any scholarships. They got a one-game suspension for their head coach. They instituted a two-game suspension. The NCAA gave them a one-game suspension. They got a 10-year penalty for Jim Harbaugh, who is never going to coach in college football again. Connor Stallions, who nobody wants to coach in college football. And Denard Robinson got 3 years of a penalty. They didn't lose any scholarships. They didn't have any postseason ban, and they didn't vacate any victories. They then asked the NCAA, why? Why did you do this? The NCAA then said, there were sufficient grounds for a multi-year postseason ban, but, however, the panel determined that a postseason ban would unfairly penalize student-athletes for the actions of coaches and staff who are no longer associated with the Michigan football program. And I was thinking to myself, wait. This isn't what happened to Missouri when they had some off-the-field, off-the-court issues. Rob, you remember when that tutor was helping out Missouri students? That tutor helped out 5 Missouri students. Missouri got a postseason ban in football, baseball, and softball. They lost 5% of their scholarships. They had recruiting restrictions. They got fined. They vacated wins, and they had 3 years probation. Wait, what? You're telling me one tutor helped a handful of Missouri students pass courses, and then they got banned from, they couldn't go to a bowl game, they couldn't do all of these things, they lost money, they lost scholarships, and now we're not penalizing people for the transgressions of a few? Well, then what exactly do you do if you're the NCAA? I'm telling you right now that I can't even say that I encourage your favorite school to cheat, because I don't know what's cheating anymore. How is it cheating if no one knows what the rules are? The NCAA, they don't do anything anymore. You don't have any reason to be afraid of the NCAA. So I'm here to tell you that if your team's not good, it's your own team's fault. And I say this for everybody. I say this for Kansas. I say this for Missouri. I say this for K-State. I don't care if you cheer for Nebraska. If you cheer for a college program, if your college program is not good, it's because your college program doesn't want to be good at whatever respective sport that we're talking about. There's no rules anymore. If you want to go contact a player who is currently under scholarship, do it. Who's going to stop you? If you want to offer that player $10 million to come play football or baseball or softball on your campus, then do it. What are they going to do? How are they going to penalize you? There is no penalty anymore. There's no rules in college athletics. You can do whatever you want to do. That's what I think the message we learned from the NCAA is. So maybe I'm a little bit sour about this. Yeah, sure. I don't think the NCAA is consistent at all with their punishments and with their penalties. It reminds me of that saying from Jerry Tarkanian. Jerry Tarkanian commented one time that a Kentucky recruit basically got paid. We found an envelope that had $10,000 in it. I mean, I think we all knew the game. And Jerry Tarkanian said that the NCAA was going to be so mad at Kentucky that they caught them red-handed cheating that they were going to put Cleveland State on probation. That's what the NCAA does. They let Michigan slide. They let Kansas and basketball slide. They got really tough with Oklahoma State, though. They got really tough with Missouri. There's no rules in the NCAA. Do whatever you want. Pay players. Get them to transfer. Just do whatever. Just win. That's it. That's all you got to do. There's no use being upset about it. There's no use crying about it. There's no use complaining about it. We can't go back in time. I'm just simply telling you right now, try to raise as much money as you can and try to figure out a way to get the best 12 basketball players to your university. Try to figure out the best way to get the best 100 kids to step on your campus and play football. If you can do that, you got a really good chance. And I wouldn't worry about the NCAA, because they can't do anything anymore. They don't have any power. There's no rules. There's no government. There's no structure. It's just, does your team win on Saturday or does your team win on Wednesdays and Saturdays in college basketball? That is the only thing that matters. Coming up on the other side, there was actually a really, really interesting study that was done with former NFL players that not nearly enough people are going to talk about. We're going to talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Lucas Ersig from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, I want to go through this story. I don't think a lot of people are going to talk about this story, but I'm really, really intrigued by this. This is actually one of the more extensive sports surveys that I think we've ever seen. So ESPN had the idea that they reached out to every player who had played in the NFL in the 1988 season. There were 1,532 players who played in the NFL that season. They made an attempt to reach out to every single one of them. They got back 546 people who agreed to participate in this. So about a third of them actually responded and filled out the questionnaire. This was some really interesting stuff. They asked them 45 questions. This is one of the largest independent studies that we have ever seen of former NFL players, and just asked them questions about their day-to-day life. And it was a couple of things that really stood out to me and why I think this is interesting to talk about. I don't think I'm breaking any news by saying this, but I think it was very, very apparent when you read this. If you play football for any amount of time, you will have long-term health issues that are much greater than what the average person is going to experience. Like, I'm reading the story and they're asking them, how often do you experience pain? What kind of pain do you feel? How would you describe the pain on a scale from 1 to 10? And you're reading some of the numbers and how much significantly higher this is than the national average. So in this story, they asked the former football players, how many of you have been diagnosed with dementia? 15% of those players replied with yes. A survey that was done by the National Health Study said that only 4% of men this age usually have dementia. So this is significantly higher than what the average is. It then asked people if you felt depressed. The depression numbers were a higher number than what the average man over the age of 60. Do you live with some kind of disability? 6 out of 10 people replied yes to this. That's 3 times higher than the national average. Now, again, I'm not telling you something that I think you don't know. If you play football and your job is to tackle one another and drive each other into the ground and do so at high speeds and do so for a long period of time, some things are usually going to go wrong. What I think is really interesting about this is over 90% of the people that replied to this study said they would all do it again if they could. Over 90% of the people said they have no regrets about playing professional football and would go play football again, even with the information that they have about what it means to their bodies. I was thinking this in relation to the conversation we were having a couple of weeks ago about the smelling salts and the ammonia and the conversation that we have about player safety. So, yes, I do think the NFL owes it to these former players to try to do right by them. I do think the NFL should do a better job when it comes to protecting the players and looking out for player safety and their well-being. But on one side of the coin, I think you see in almost every single instance, These guys know the health risk that is attached to playing football and just don't care about the health risk attached to football and have just assumed this is a part of my life. They also go on to talk about how much better their lives are from a societal sense through playing football than if they hadn't played football. I think it's safe to say, even with some of the physical issues that these guys deal with, for a lot of them, playing football saved their life. It got them out of a really tough situation. It allowed you the opportunity to make a lot of money. It gave you a leg up when you were 32 and then retired and then going on to the next phase of your life. Football has been a betterment for a lot of people, even though at least these players have admitted it destroyed their bodies in a lot of ways. I would highly encourage every single one of you to go on ESPN.com and read this and read about what these players said and how they feel about this. I found this study to be really, really interesting. They also then asked them, well, now a lot of you have grandkids. Again, we're talking about players who played in 1988, a third of them responded to this survey. A majority of them said that they are fine with their kids and grandkids playing football and that they encourage it because of the very positive things that come from football. Now, one thing that also stood out in this survey is a majority of these players don't think that kids under the age of high school age should be playing tackle football. I kind of agree with that, too. I'm not here to tell anybody how to parent their kids. If you think your kid should be playing football, that's perfectly fine. I'm not the one making the decision. The former football players, and it was 74% of them, don't see a reason why your 9-year-old should be playing tackle football. Now, you can play football, play flag, and there's a lot of very positive lessons that come from playing football about team and responsibility and accountability. There's a lot of very good things that come from playing team sports. I don't know if your 8-year-old should be doing the Oklahoma drill. You can play football, play quarterback, play a little 7-on-7, go out there, throw, hey, little Timmy, run around. I don't know if they should be tackling. I would highly encourage you guys to go on ESPN.com's website and read this story about the players in 1988 and their feelings on their own personal health and also the National Football League. Rob, what did you think about this? You and I were kind of talking about this and we were reading this earlier. I do think it's pretty interesting because we have a lot of conversations about player safety and what the responsibility for the league is. And again, I do think the league has some responsibility, but I also think it's really kind of hard to govern people in this sense that don't want to be governed. I'm imagining that every NFL player at some point has played through a concussion. I'm also guessing that a lot of NFL players kind of know what they need to do to beat the concussion protocol test. You remember, this was a while ago. Maybe you don't remember this. Remember Jason Witten clearly had something wrong with him? And Jason Witten was about ready to fight the training staff to get his helmet back, to get back out there on the field. I think these guys will do anything physically possible to go out there. That is the culture of playing football. It's ingrained in you from a very young age. Are you hurt or injured? And if you are hurt, you can simply just push through it and play football. I think that's what these guys want to do. This is what they've signed up for. And especially now in 2025, there's no denying the health risk, whether it's short-term or long-term when it comes to playing football. Guys know what it is and just have signed up to play.
I think for me, the things that stands out, and this article kind of highlighted it. We know a lot what this article said. Football is a dangerous game. I'm not breaking new ground here. And when it's played at the highest level with the most athletic people, it's even more dangerous than the lower levels. But what stands out to me as I read this article is, do the current players think about things like this? Like, the Jason Witten example is perfect. Jason Witten is about to fight to get back on the field. Do you think if Jason Witten had sat down and talked to a player from 1988 about his health, his body, and where he's at physically, that he would be pushing through a concussion the same way he was on the sideline that we saw? Do you think players would be rushing back from injuries because they got back on the field? I think we all know the health risks of football, and the players sign up for it, and we watch it, and that is the nature of the beast. I agree with you on we should be adjusting the way we handle the kids, but that's a different conversation for a different day. What stands out to me is, I think if the 1988 players sat down with the current NFL players, the harsh reality, the physical pain, the toll they have on their body would fall on deaf ears. I think these surveys are interesting for people who don't play football, but it seems like the people who do don't seem that interested in their future. They're just interested in the now.
One thing that I've always thought is really interesting about football and the way that we talk about it, and then ultimately the way that it is officiated in the fall whenever we start to watch it, is I've just never believed that there's a safe way to play football. Now, can football be safer than it was in 1988? Sure. They have instituted a lot of rules to make it safer. I think it's safer than it was 10 years ago. I think it's safer than it was 15 years ago. But if the purpose of the game is to get as big and strong and as physical as you can and run into each other and hit each other and do this repeatedly day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, eventually that is just going to take a negative toll on your body. So I just don't know if you can ever make football safe. I also think in the face of all of this, what we do learn from football players, and especially hearing the older ones, and not necessarily ones that played in 1988, but guys that played in 98, guys that play in 2008, I don't know if they want football to be a much safer game. A lot of the complaints that you hear about the evolution of football, so to speak, usually comes from older players. I think it comes from us also as fans. I argue this all the time during the NFL season. At some point, like, we have to use some level of common sense between what is a football hit or a guy trying to make a football play and then a guy being dirty and intentionally going out of his way to try to hurt somebody. I mean, we're going to have these arguments coming up starting next weekend with college football. We're going to have these coming up in 3 weeks when it comes to the NFL. We all know what I'm talking about. I think that the targeting rules are too restrictive. I think that helmet-to-helmet calls are too restrictive. And I think there just needs to be a, hey, everybody here is an adult. I'm not talking about the lower levels. I'm talking about in college, you are an adult that you have the ability to make adult decisions. And at this point, you have assumed a salary like an adult in the National Football League. There's no argument about that. Hey, you signed up to play football. Everybody knows the health risk. You can't say if you smoke cigarettes anymore, you don't know. Maybe you didn't know in 1971. You know today. It says it right there on the box. We got enough information to know you probably shouldn't be smoking cigarettes. And if you do, you just assume the risk that comes with smoking cigarettes. Maybe there needs to be one of those labels on the back of every football helmet. Hey, if you play football, bad things can happen. You can get seriously injured doing this, permanently injured doing this. You can potentially die playing football. You can die playing football. And I think what you're reading with these former players in this survey is they know that and they don't care. I want to play football. I'm sitting here reading it. 91% of these players said football has had a positive impact on my life and I would go back and play in the NFL again today. That's an overwhelming number of them. These are people who have a 4 times higher rate of dementia than the average 60-year-old individual. These are people that, if according to the national average, they are 3 times, 4 times more likely to have disabilities or trouble getting up or hip replacements and knee replacements. And they all tell you, hey, if I could do that all over again, I would do it all over again. I would go play football. I don't know how you ever make football safe if those are the people that are making the decision about what they want to do with their bodies.
And I think as long as those players at 91% clip say we would do it all over again, then the modern player will say, well, we're all in. And then the next generation, the next generation, the next generation, as long as, and I'm not saying it isn't this way, as long as the results are overwhelmingly positive from former players, people will continue to sign up to play the sport, which is great. I love football. You love football. Text line loves football. We love consuming football. But I would tell you, I feel like sometimes the health risks we don't really fully understand as fans. And I think sometimes the players don't fully understand them, but they all sign up for this. And you're right. Middle school, we probably need to be doing something to protect the players. But pro,
I don't think it needs to be doing anything to protect the players. I just don't think they should be tackling each other.
That's, you know what that's I mean? An so example of protecting.
That's the most protective thing they should be.
Correct. Protecting from themselves, right? Stopping the sport.
Yeah, that's what they should be tackling each other.
At college now, and there are some states where high school players can get NIL. If you're getting paid, you know the risks. Your smoking analogy is perfect. I like to have a cocktail every once in a while. I know alcohol is bad for me. It happens. I don't drink a nice old-fashioned with bourbon being like, yo, I'm adding years to my life. As long as you understand that when you play football, hey, go play football. That doesn't mean everyone has to play football, but that is the nature of the beast as we live in it.
There's health risks with drinking alcohol?
That's what they tell me, but
I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
I push right through those. I drink that thought away.
You're telling me I can't have a glass of wine with this dinner? I mean, is that really a life worth living? You know, if I can't go to the baseball game and have a hot dog and a Miller Lite, is that really a life that's worth experiencing? I don't know. I don't know if there's health risks attached to it. Let's get back to talking about the on the field. Andy Reid met with the media a couple of days ago. He says he doesn't expect starters in today's game.
I'm still kind of figuring out who's going to play, not play, that whole deal. So there's a chance I sit a couple of the starters or at least be short with them. We want to make sure we get a good look at these guys, these young guys. So we'll just see how it all rolls going forward. Other than that, everybody practiced and did a nice job. So.
Andy, with playing time calls, could the third game come into play with that?
Yeah, there's a chance they play a little bit more in the third game. Yeah. Well, we'll see. There's a good chance he doesn't, but we'll see how it goes.
I want to go back just a little bit. We don't got to spend a whole lot of time on this. This is quite literally, it's not even injury related. I guess it is in a way. The only thing I care about in the preseason. The number one thing. How do we get Rashee Rice? How do we get Xavier Worthy? How do we get Hollywood Brown all healthy and ready to go to Brazil? I don't care about anything else. I know they're going to handle all the other things. I don't question whether or not they're going to do everything in their power to keep Patrick Mahomes upright between now and then. They will not do anything that could possibly put Patrick Mahomes in harm's way in a game on August 15th in Seattle, Washington. Sure, they might play them a little bit at Arrowhead. We'll play two preseason games. This one is in front of our fans. Our fans paid for it. We want to give them an opportunity to see him. Pat, go out there and play a series. We're going to call plays in a way that ensures that you don't get hit, that you're not worried. Pacheco, we're going to hand the ball off three or four times. Make sure you get a little bit of a sweat going. We're going to help you out, Kareem Hunt. That's all we're asking for. Like, quite literally, that's all we're asking for. All I care about this preseason is making sure that you get those three wide receivers healthy to the finish line. At this point, I feel like they owe us that. We have been talking about these three at wide receiver since last March. Since last March is when they signed Hollywood Brown to this deal. I guess maybe later than that because you drafted Xavier Worthy. So last April, there has not been a single snap, not one, where all three of them have been on the field at the same time. And you know what? We got a blessing. We got a gift from the NFL suspension gods. Rashee Rice is going to be eligible to play in the Brazil trip. I would have never had guessed that. If you would have gave me the odds on Rashee Rice and his availability for the... There's never a time since we found out about that car accident that I would have bet yes that he was going to play. I was wrong. He's going to play in a couple of weeks in Brazil. So let's... You know what? He already is coming off an injury. Why don't we lock him up somewhere and just leave him there? Don't leave. Stay here. You're on house arrest from now until then. Stay out of trouble. Xavier Worthy, you're a little younger. You're a little healthier. You know, hey, we'll let you run around a little bit. But you know what? We're going to shut this thing down for the most part. Now with Hollywood, I think it goes without saying. I don't know why you would even let Hollywood Brown get tackled in the preseason. I don't know how that could benefit or help anybody if Hollywood Brown gets tackled. A lot of things can go wrong. I want you guys to always keep this in mind about the preseason. And this take is going to be for the next decade when it comes to the Chiefs. Nothing good can happen tonight. I'm sure it's fun to watch them. You got people coming over. Maybe you're grilling out back. You're going to have a drink. And hey, I'm happy that football is back, and I hope that you enjoy it. Quite literally, nothing positive can happen for the Chiefs today. Only bad things. Only an injury. There is no player that is going to play well enough that now you think that they should start on this team. The starters have already been determined. We know who they are. You know who the two deep guys are. Today is the day for Robert Tonyan. Robert Tonyan and Bailey Zappe, go out there and have fun. Today is the day for Nazee Johnson to go out there and see if he's good enough to make this team. There should not be any player that one of you own their jersey. Not one of them should be tackled to the ground tonight. I don't know how it helps the Chiefs at this point. You know what Trent McDuffie has done? He's played a lot of football the last 3 years. He's fine. They don't need today. They have one of the best camps in all of the National Football League. Just simply get to the finish line. And more specifically, get those three guys to the finish line. If you want to see the growth of the Chiefs offense, it starts with two things. It starts with an improved offensive line, and it starts with getting your wide receivers healthy into the finish line. That is the only thing I'm watching for in today's game. That is the only thing that I care about in today's Chiefs game.
Let me ask you a question. I agree with you 100%. Are you surprised in this philosophy shift by the Chiefs? Because it feels like Andy Reid has done the same thing, tale as old as time. First preseason game, series, maybe two. Second preseason game, he kind of gets them a little more work into the second quarter. Third game, they don't even put pads on. They're wearing shorts and a t-shirt. They're wearing visors on the sideline. Everyone's happy-go-lucky.
I wouldn't even let Patrick Mahomes drive to the third preseason game. Let him drive.
Why do you think Andy Reid changed his philosophy? Because this not playing starters in game two of the preseason is not how Andy Reid has handled camp historically. What do you think? Something changed over there when Arrowhead Drive? Do you think last year's Hollywood Brown injury shifted things? Like, it has. It's a philosophy change, and one I didn't anticipate. I think it's for the better, but usually they value the preseason more than this.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different things though at play. I think number one, the season is longer than ever before. The Chiefs, if we just look at it, I don't have the numbers directly in front of me, but I think we can say this with certainty. They have played at least five more games than every other team in the National Football League. At least. That's at a minimum over the last 5 years. They played at least five more games. Like, there's some teams they've played 13, 14. Like, they have played a whole season's worth more than the Las Vegas Raiders over the last 5 years or so. So I think some of it is that, A, we've played a lot of football, so I kind of know my team. The season goes longer than ever before. It also started earlier this year because the Chiefs are going to Brazil. So I think all of those things factor in. All of those things. And I think as you're doing this, now we're talking about the guys that we don't think are going to play today. I mean, these are your three most important, highest paid players. You know what you can't afford to do? Lose a $500 million player in a preseason game in the middle of August. This is Travis Kelce's last year. The worst thing that can happen is you go out there, somebody steps on your foot wrong, and now you miss 3 weeks or a month of action because of something that was avoidable. I know you can't keep these guys in a bubble, and I know there's a certain level of practice that you have to do to get ready for the season. But I'm telling you, with the way the Chiefs practice and the way their training camp is, I'm assuming that Patrick Mahomes, he goes through more physical workouts in their training camp in St. Joe when it's 95 degrees than he's going to see today in the game against Seattle. So what are we doing here? I've been the head coach of this organization for 13 years. I've been a head coach for 25 years. I know how to get practice in a way that we can get the most out of it, and I'll have my team ready to go in early September against the Los Angeles Chargers. Think about this. Rob, we still got 3 weeks left of this. We still got 3 weeks. Everything they need to be doing is to get ready for the preseason or the regular season. So someone says, C-Dot, what if Jalen Royals goes off for 100 yards and two touchdowns? Great. It does not change anything for me. Jalen Royals is at best their fourth receiver. At best. And that might even be a stretch. I hope Jalen Royals goes out there. This is the time to see Jalen Royals play. Have fun. I hope he runs with the ones or whatever version of the ones that they have. Hey, this is the game for Smith, the seventh round pick, Breshard Smith. He needs 20 carries today. If we don't think you're going to get a lot of run during the season, you should be playing a lot today. Because we already know who's going to play a lot for the Chiefs during the regular season. I'm not worried about those guys. I'm worried about everybody else. So this is the Nico Remigio time. Sky Moore, Jalen Royals, Bailey Zappi. Hey, you boys better be ready. We're calling your number today. I hope you go out there and I hope you have a phenomenal game. I hope you have a phenomenal... Wanya Morris, you're our left tackle today. Let's see. That's all I'm interested in today's Chiefs game. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Phil Steele. We're going to talk a little college football coming up in just a bit. Coming up, I have a question about airplane etiquette. We'll go through it. Keep it right here. So Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
For the first time in a long time, I'm willing to dream that this can be a special season for the Missouri Tigers.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, I want to read to you guys a story, and then I want to give you some information about Taylor Swift and the Travis Kelce New Heights podcast, because, oh, the numbers are big. They're very big. So this first story comes from the New York Post, and the headline says that passenger refuses to stop watching raunchy R-rated movies, and it tells a story. So the story is, a woman was on a flight to Tampa Bay or whatever, and she was watching a movie called Saltburn. Have you seen this movie, Rob? I hadn't seen this movie.
I haven't seen the movie, but I'm aware of Saltburn, and it's okay. Very raunchy.
Okay, so they called it a frisky flick. So you've said all I needed to know. So this woman on the plane is watching Saltburn. She was, I think, on the window seat. Next to her was a mother and a young daughter. She's watching this movie, Saltburn. The mom sees the content. The kid, you already know, is looking over at the screen. The mom reaches over to the woman and asks her, hey, can you watch something a little bit more appropriate? Maybe something in the PG-13 category. The woman then says, it's not my responsibility to be an in-flight babysitter, and then puts her headphones back on. And they were debating, are you allowed to ask somebody this? Hey, they're not bothering anybody. They're sitting there watching it, but there is a kid around. What should they do? I'm kind of on the mom side of this argument. Number one, why are you watching these kinds of movies? I never seen it, so maybe it's not that bad. I don't know. I'm just simply going off what you just told me. You called it a raunchy film. Why are you watching this in public and on the plane? I feel like if somebody taps you, and maybe your headphones are kind of loud, like, hey, can you turn it down just a little bit? Not a lot. I see you got headphones on, but it's kind of blaring through. Just a normal courtesy is like, all right, cool. I don't know about you guys, but whenever I'm on the plane, I give myself a bunch of different options because I don't know what I want to watch. This past time on a plane, I had Den of Thieves 2 pulled up. I hadn't seen it yet. If somebody just said, hey, my kid's right here. You know what? That's perfectly fine. I've got the SEC football documentary that I haven't seen yet. I'm cool with watching that. I'm perfectly fine with watching. I also watched the 30 for 30, the two Escobars. I hadn't seen it in a while. There are more options of things that I want to watch. I don't have to watch this right now. I kind of feel like in this, just having a little bit of courtesy, being a good person, being mindful of the people that are around you goes a long way. I'm on the moms and daughter side here of, I think, at least according to this woman's story, the person just tapped her on the shoulder, asked if she could watch something a little bit more appropriate, something in the PG-13 category. The woman replies, it's not my responsibility to be an in-flight babysitter, and then goes about her business. I kind of feel like the woman's in the wrong here.
I agree with you. Now, I will say, I will give the woman's wrong for saying I'm not your in-flight babysitter. I mean, come on now. But I will say, to defend her a little bit, it's possible you turn on a movie and you don't know what's coming, and then you're like, whoa, and you try to maybe like fast forward or maneuver through. Like, there have been times where I've been trying to catch up on Game of Thrones, and I'm on a flight, I'm throwing Game of Thrones on.
That's fair.
And you know what happens to Game of Thrones? Stuff the kids shouldn't be seeing. And when it happens, I didn't know that's coming up in the episode. I try to fast forward. I try to like, whoa, my bad. You know, try to Olay the situation as best I can. I think it's fair to have these things if it's catching you off guard. But like, if you know it's coming and you're aware that it's going to be a problem and maybe you're sitting next to a kiddo, try your best to do a little bit of, you know, self-reflection. Like, this movie can wait. Everyone tells me this movie has some parts that are a little risque. I'll maybe watch a less risque thing because I'm next to a 12-year-old. Like, have a little bit of self-awareness.
I can't even really understand the thought process of wanting to watch that while sitting next to a kid. Again, I've never seen this movie, so I can only judge it from a certain perspective. If you're telling me it's not that bad, then maybe it's not that bad. This person was overreacting. But I feel like, again, there's just a level of decorum that you should maybe have when the kiddos are around that, you know, hey, maybe you should just find something else to watch, you know? Just find something else to watch. You didn't download anything else. The only thing you downloaded was Saltburn. All the options that are on Netflix, all the options that are on Hulu, you only downloaded this one thing to watch? No, I could just, you know what, that's perfectly fine. Hey, that's cool. You know what? I get it. No, so that's perfectly fine. You know what? I'll just watch something else. I feel like that's being very, very reasonable. Let me give you guys some of the numbers that have popped up in relation to Taylor Swift going on the New Heights podcast. Now, I don't know if these are individual clip views. I don't imagine that they put the entire episode on Instagram. Maybe they did, but I'm just going off the numbers that they have. 379 million views on the Instagram video. 61.6 million views on Twitter. 35 million views on TikTok. It has currently been viewed, the full video has been viewed 15 million times on YouTube. At one point, they had 1.3 million live viewers. It is the most people who have ever been watching a single individual stream on YouTube in the history of YouTube. And it's been around for a long time. More people than watch the president sit down with Joe Rogan. More people. 1.3 million people were watching this at one time. It's like a legitimate television show. The stream crashed. We do know that. They passed 3 million followers on Instagram, and since she made her debut on their podcast, they have added over 400,000 new subscribers on YouTube. If you want to see like real influence and like real power and like how people have the ability to like move and shape the culture, that's what it is. One thing that I will say that I think we've like kind of forgotten over time, because there's just so many more famous people than 20 years ago, 25 years ago, is like what it actually means to be famous. Because like, there's a lot of people that are like known that like I can mention somebody, but Rob, you might not know who they are. And then you mention somebody and then I don't know who they are. Or you listen to somebody that I don't, you know what I mean? Like how the internet is. There's like people who are only famous on the internet, but then it's like, this person's only famous on Twitter. This person's only famous on TikTok. This person's only famous on Instagram. Oh, like there's like all of these different pockets. Now that's what fame looks like. I'll show up on your podcast and me being on here, well, it can change your life by being on there. Like, Travis Kelce was popular. I don't want to make it seem like Travis Kelce wasn't popular. Nice-looking guy. He's one of the 10 best players in the National Football League. Being with Taylor Swift has changed his life. He is not on the cover of GQ without dating Taylor Swift. He is not hosting Saturday Night Live without Taylor Swift. Think about the people that they've asked to host Saturday Night Live as an athlete. Michael Jordan has done it before. Peyton Manning has done it before. Derek Jeter has done it. Now, no disrespect to Travis Kelce. He wasn't one of those people until he started dating Taylor Swift. And the big thing that I learned from watching their interview is, Rob, I don't think either one of them care. Like, I don't think they care about that. Like, yeah, she's more famous than he is, but they just seem like two people that, hey, we're happy within our relationship. And ultimately, that's all that matters. I'm happy and you're happy. It doesn't matter what other people think about them. Good for them. That was my takeaway from watching them on New Heights. So good for them. So I just wanted to give you guys the numbers. A lot of people have watched them on there. I think we all knew that a lot of people were going to watch them on there. And I haven't really heard anything bad about the interview. If you are a Swiftie or someone who likes Taylor Swift or likes their podcast, you are happy with the content that you got. And ultimately, that is all that matters. Coming up at the top of the hour, I have a question to ask you guys. I think there's only 8 players who can win NFL MVP. I think there's just 8 players. I'm going to tell you guys the 8 players that I think can win NFL MVP. I want you to tell me if there is a player that you would add to the list, and also if there is a player that you would take off of the list. I'll give you the list next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.